Unit 4, page 38, exercise 3.
Overexposure. Have pictures lost their magic? A photograph has the power to transport us to places where we have never been and might never go. Today's armchair travellers can navigate never-ending worlds of amazing images. We have the breathtaking beauty of the universe at our fingertips, from a single virus to a spectacular distant galaxy, from lost jungle tribes to life in the deepest ocean. We can see images of places, peoples, and creatures that previous generations couldn't even imagine. A picture also has the power to reach into our hearts and minds. Photojournalism brings heartbreaking truths to our screens every day. A starving child, a bomb attack, a dying bird. An image can start a campaign or change the course of a war. Finally, the pictures in propaganda and advertising have the power to deceive us and make us buy things. Pictures can manipulate us because we believe what we see more than we believe what we hear. So, photographs have marvelous powers, but are we still under their spell? Nowadays, we see so many pictures that perhaps we don't notice what is extraordinary about them anymore. Or we don't care because we've seen it all before. It's like those blockbuster movies. The eye-popping special effects amaze us for the first 2 minutes, but then they just seem normal. This is what happens when the extraordinary becomes ordinary. We lose our sense of wonder. Part of the problem is that there are simply so many pictures. Approximately 2 billion pictures are posted every day. It's a huge number. Recent research suggests that we can feel anxious trying to keep up with all the photos that we post, view, like, and comment on. When we are drowning in a flood of pictures, they can become more stressful than wonderful. Then there's the constant bombardment of images in the news and advertising. It has been estimated that some people see as many as 3,500 marketing messages a day. Interestingly, it has also been found that 99% of those images make little or no impact on us. We are immune to their magic. Pictures have become mind-numbing instead of thought-provoking. Let's be honest. Most of the pictures that we see on a daily basis aren't all that wonderful anyway. They are mostly everyday snapshots of people's lives. Selfies, cats, families, and friends. Which pictures reach record-breaking numbers of views on picture-sharing sites? They are usually of celebrities, usually with their new babies. Nice, but not powerful. The artist Joan Miró once said, "You can look at a picture for a week and never think of it again. You can also look at a picture for a second and think of it all your life." It seems the time has come when we don't remember pictures for over a second. In that second we look, we like, and we forget. Try to picture in your mind the last image that really impressed you. Can you remember it? I doubt it. The power has gone.